Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to talk about secrets. Yeah, you heard me right. Secrets. You know, when we were young, somebody would whisper a secret in our ear. And I don't know about you, but I thought that was really cool. It's like all of a sudden I knew something that nobody else knew. I could look out across the playground at school and realize that my friend told me something that not one of those folks out there in the playground had any idea about. And I felt kind of special. I really did. And, you know, as I grew up, I started listening to secrets from other people. And then I started reading stuff about the secrets of this and the secrets of that. And I really grew up. And now I'm kind of on the old side. And there's still secrets out there. There are still people out there that believe that they have a secret and they want to share that secret with you. And ironically, what I found as I was looking at secrets regarding real estate investing, there's a whole bunch of people out there that have secrets. They are marketing themselves is having secrets to real estate investing. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of fantastic. You know, so I went to the internet and I looked up real estate investing secrets. And I'll tell you what, I came up with books. I came up with courses. I came up with all kinds of different information that tells me that I can learn the real estate secrets that investors use. And I'll be honest with you, I don't believe any of it. I don't. Because what I have learned is that there really are no real estate secrets out there. There aren't. And the information that is available to you as a prospective, I don't know, is that the right word? Doesn't matter. As a potential, that's a better word, a potential real estate investor is there. All the information you need is available to you. You can go to your library and you can check out books and read about the secrets for free. You can go on the internet and, well, not everything on the internet is free. There's a couple websites out there that, you know, will offer you advice. And I'll be honest with you, you have to consider the source. Some of the information out there is absolutely spot on. And I know this because I'm properly educated in real estate investing. Some of the information that's out there, it's really not spot on. It might take you down a path that you don't want to go down. So on today's show, I thought I would share with you the secrets that I've learned about real estate investing. I'll tell you what they are. And are you ready? Get your pencil and paper out because here it comes. This is the biggest secret out there. Best product, best price, best people. That's really our secret at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's it in a nutshell. And all of you folks that are Lifestyles Unlimited members that are listening to the show, your heads are nodding up and down because you get it. You get it. This is what we learn when we become members of Lifestyles Unlimited. We learn the process of providing the best product at the best price for the best people. It does take some time to sit down and understand the fundamentals of those three concepts. Those three concepts alone will not make you a successful real estate investor. Those three concepts, however, create the framework for your real estate investing career. In other words, when I'm talking about best product, what I'm talking about is creating a property. And it could be a single family property, it could be a fourplex, maybe it's a small apartment community, maybe it's a big apartment community. But what you're doing is you are creating the best product in the marketplace for the best people in the marketplace, those are the folks that will come to you and look at your best product, and they will say, my, this is nice. I would like to rent this. And you will say, yes, I will be more than happy to take your application. I will be more than happy to screen you correctly, and I will give you a determination as to whether or not you are the best people for this best product. And of course, what you're going to do is you're going to charge a fair market rent for the best product, meaning you're not going to have the highest rent on the market. But conversely, you're not going to lowball the market either, because that's not what we do. What we do is we position the pricing correctly so that you are very competitive, and because you have the best product, you are offering maybe an amenity or two that your competition is not offering, and therefore the best people will come to you and they will fill out an application. And when you do the things you're supposed to do to qualify that applicant, you will turn that person into a business relationship. There, I think I just summed it all up. Okay, but you've got questions. I know you've got questions. You know, and the questions are, well, how do I create the best product? How do I know it's the best product? How do I know what the best price is? How do I know who the best people are? How do I know that I'm in the right neighborhood? How do I know I'm in the right city? How do I know any of this stuff? Well, that leads me to the other piece of information that you need to have. And here it is. You have to obtain a quality education in real estate investing. You cannot go at it alone. You have to surround yourself with like-minded individuals that are focused on the same goals and objectives that you are, trying to get out of the life that they're living, trading time for money, and get into a life where you have passive income coming in that meets or exceeds your bills, and therefore you have qualified for retirement. Yeah. All right. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into all that stuff, and we'll break it all down.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So, best product, best price for the best people. That's really the secret to real estate investing. When you understand the fundamentals that build towards those, I'll just call them the end stated goals, you have arrived. You have gotten to the point where you need to be. Now, there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration, a lot of things that you need to learn in order to do this correctly. And that's part of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, is we teach you how to do this correctly. It takes a little bit of your time to attend our Financial Freedom Seminar, but when you attend that seminar, you are filled with all the information you need in order to create the best product at the best price for the best people. You are armed with knowledge. So really, step number one is to get an education. Without that education, you're going to flounder, because you're going to do the trial and error method. You're going to try something and you're going to get a result. And that result may or may not be what you're looking for. So if it's not what you're looking for, then you'll go back and you'll make some adjustments. You'll try something different. And that will probably get you a result. And that result may or may not get you to where you're trying to get to. You know, and you can keep doing that over and over and over, which, to be honest with you, can be a huge time constraint. Or you could seek out somebody who has actually gone before you and has achieved the results that you're trying to achieve. See, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we call those people mentors. We also call those people our fellow members. You see, we're a big organization. We're a member-based organization. And I will tell you that on my phone, I have countless people that I have made a relationship with for either investing information or education or whatever information I'm looking for, that I can just, at a moment's notice, I can pick up the phone, I can dial them up, and I can say, hey, this is Al. Do you have a few minutes? I'd like to talk to you. In which case, normally I hear, yeah, go ahead. Sometimes I hear, bad time for me, but call me back between 5 and 6. And you know what I do? I call them back between 5 and 6, and that's when they're available and I get the information I'm looking for. See, what I don't do is I don't try and stumble into the correct solution. I don't. Now, I will tell you, there was a time in my life where I did that. I went out and I followed, I'll just be honest with you, I followed somebody else's roadmap. I followed a no money down program. And the problem that I had with the no money down program was this. It was great at giving me the skill sets that I needed to try and acquire property for no money down. But what it wasn't good at was giving me the information on everything else I needed to know about. It never told me about how to build a team of people. Hey, there's another thing you've got to do, is you have to build a team of people to assist you with moving forward. You see, we believe in the concept of leverage, and not just properly leveraging our investment properties. We believe in the concept of leveraging other people's time, other people's money, other people's knowledge, and we capitalize on that. We do. Now, when it comes to time, I have mentors. If I have a very specific question, or if I feel I need to sit down and run something financial in nature by my mentor, that person is just a phone call away. If I've got a question about how maybe to operate my property, or if I'm looking for information from somebody that I know that I've met who is currently operating properties and doing a good job at it, I can give them a call and I can say, can you help me out? So education, building a team, leverage. These are some of the fundamental concepts that you have to capitalize on in order to become successful in real estate investing. And it's not that difficult to do. It really isn't. Now, when it comes to, let's say, the property, we were talking about best product. So in your mind, you're probably thinking, well, what does that mean? Well, to us, the best property is this. It is comparable to like-kind properties in the area. It is as nice and maybe just a tad bit nicer. Now, I use the word tad bit because what we don't want to do is go in and over-improve a neighborhood. We don't. So if you have a single-family home and the home is in an area of other single family homes that are in good condition, you want to make sure that your property is in at least good condition. And when you compare it to your competition, you want to make sure that your property looks as good, if not a little bit better, than the competition. And the reason is this. When people who are interested in renting properties go out to look at properties, they see everything. Trust me, they see everything. They see nice properties. They see not so nice properties. They see really trashy properties. They see properties that have deferred maintenance. They see properties that, you know, have not been kept up. Yet, some of the competition out there will not keep their properties up. It's just the way it is. We don't believe in that concept. We believe in the concept of you need to make sure that that property leaves a good first impression on a prospective resident so that they will come back to you and give you an application to rent that property. And then, of course, because you're looking for the best people, you will run the appropriate background checks to make sure that you're dealing with somebody who is credible, somebody who has stable employment, somebody who has good credit, somebody that doesn't have a history of skipping on their car note or doing things like that. Because one of the things that we find is that people will, I'll just use the word lie. people will lie. And if you're the type of property owner that thinks that you can read the character of an individual and not do background checks on them, then you're doing things incorrectly. You really are. And you're setting yourself up for a potential problem down the road. So when we look at our prospective residents, we run the background checks to include credit reports, to include criminal background checks, because we want to get a holistic view of that person. Because in our minds, we want the best people. And those reports will return information as to whether or not the applicant for your property is indeed the best people. And when you find the best people, as soon as you find the best people, you comply with all fair housing laws and you make sure that they sign a lease, do a walkthrough with you, and then I'll tell you what, things go pretty smooth from there. We come back, we'll get more into this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So let's talk about the product. Let me just stay in that framework because it's real easy for me to blend all three things together because they're all interrelated. They really are at a certain point. But the product, what should the product be for you? Now there's all kinds of different real estate products out there that you can go after. I mean, there are people that invest in mobile homes. We don't do that. And there's reasons why we don't do that. Or manufactured homes. We don't necessarily do that either. What we're interested in are either single family homes. And when I say single family homes, that includes potentially duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. It doesn't include, from our perspective, townhomes. Now, could you do a townhome? Yeah, you could, but there's drawbacks to it. And we definitely don't recommend condos. And there's a myriad of reasons why that we don't believe condos are the way to go. And just to give you the root cause answer, you just don't really have much control because in a condo, you own a place in space. Basically, you own air in between, let's just call it four walls, a ceiling, and a floor, and the rest of the building is owned by an association. The grounds are owned by an association, and those associations can be kind of brutal. As a matter of fact, they could make rules that say you cannot make the property a rental property, or they could limit the number of rental properties in there. So we don't like them because they just don't fit what we like to do. And what we like to do is make money in real estate. And that's why when we focus on real estate, we're focusing on true single family, which is a standalone house, usually with a yard, nobody attached to you, a duplex, triplex, or a fourplex. Or if we are interested in apartment communities, we're interested in communities that are five units and above. And the reason for that is, well, there's a lot of reasons for it. The key thing is this. You have to know what you don't know. You have to understand that when you decide to do this real estate investing and you get your education and you start to do the things to understand best product, best price for the best people, you understand that you are operating a business. And when you're operating a business, you're going to evaluate properties based on the returns those properties can provide for you. Now, I get in my inbox every day, I get opportunities for properties that come up. As a matter of fact, let me just jump to my inbox here and give you an idea of one. Let me just pick the one that just came in. Where'd it go? There it is. Okay, so here's a property that came in, and it's a three-bedroom, one bath. Okay, that kind of meets our criteria. It's 819 square feet. It's a little smaller, but that doesn't, I'm not going to rule it out. Built in 1970. It has an after repair value of $114,000, meaning that when it's all fixed up, that property, comparable to other fixed up properties in that particular neighborhood, are valued at around $114,000. Now, the agent that sent it to me said that the property can be acquired for $69,000. Now, because I'm educated, I realize that there's something fundamentally wrong with that property. Maybe there's a death in the family, so maybe it's tied up in probate. Maybe there's a divorce situation, they've got to sell immediately. But usually when I see a big difference between the asking price and the after repair value, usually what that means to me is that there's a property that has issues. It's usually deferred maintenance. Maybe, you know, there's some things fundamentally wrong with the property. So I know that I can buy it for $69,000. Now, I will tell you that there are people out there that think they will buy that property for $69,000. They will slap a for rent sign on it, and they will charge whatever they think they can get for rent, and that's how they're going to make their money. And they won't do the background checks on people. They won't run the credit reports. They won't do the things that you need to do to qualify your resident. And they wind up with somebody that maybe doesn't pay on time or doesn't pay at all, or they skip, or, you know, it's just a problem. And the other thing is this: imagine what that property looks like if you can buy it for $69,000, but it's worth $114,000. Yeah, it probably doesn't look very good. It's not the kind of property that you and I would walk into and go, wow, this is nice. No, it's the kind of property we would walk into and go, this needs a little bit of work. It's got some problems with it. Now, this particular deal, getting back to the deal, the agent that sent it to me said that he believes it'll take $19,000 to do the deal. And I know for a fact that this particular agent finds distressed properties. I don't know how he does it, but he is exceptional at it. And he sends me those opportunities because he knows that there are properties that I look for within certain parameters. And I have trained agents out there that, well, I've trained them. I've taught them what I'm looking for in properties. So, you know, when they're out there doing their thing and being full-time real estate agents, when they find one, they send it to me. So in this particular instance, I know this property is going to need some work. I know that we can get into it for about $19,000, but to do that, we're going to have to use an asset called hard money. In other words, hard money is an asset-based loan, which means that the entity that will loan me the money, first of all, I have a relationship with them, so they know that I am a sophisticated investor. I've been properly trained on how to correctly use hard money assets to acquire property, and I can use that hard money not only to buy that property, but also to help repair that property. Now, the amount of money that I need to come to the table with is essentially the amount of money necessary for me to go in, acquire the property, rehab the property, and get it stabilized, find a quality resident, get that resident in the property, and then turn around and go to my conventional lender and then refinance that property into long-term debt so that I am getting the best interest rates available in the marketplace. I am leveraging the property correctly. And when I correctly leverage the property, the return to me is this: I get the best return on my money. I do. And I also have to get cash flow. So in this particular deal, he's estimating that cash flow per month based on the rents should produce at least $300 a month. So it's not a bad deal. As a matter of fact, he's estimating the return on my capital gain to be about 67%, which is pretty good. And the estimated cash on cash return based on that 300 Well, he's estimating $307. I know he's always low. He's very conservative, and I appreciate that. I do. But if you look at, let's just go with his number, $307 a month times 12 is equal to, well, almost $3,700. And then when you look at the $18,000 and change that you need to put into the property, your cash on cash return is almost 20%. So it's 20% return on your money, and that cash flow coming in is allowing you to use that income on anything you want. You can put it aside to buy more rental property. You could use it to pay a car loan. You could use it to pay your power bill. Whatever you do with that money is your business. And remember, by doing this investment, you're actually giving yourself about a $3,700 a year raise. Pretty good stuff. We come back, I've got some more information for you, and we'll keep getting into it.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Best product, best price for the best people. I mean, that really sums up how to do real estate investing. And I'll be frank with you. The first thing you have to do is get an education. It is of the utmost importance. I'll be honest with you, because if you don't do it correctly, you're going to do it incorrectly. Yeah, you could get lucky. I mean, you could get lucky. There are people that get lucky all the time, but luck isn't always on your side. Following a sound, fundamental process for identifying properties, for pricing properties, whether the properties are, you know, whether you're going to buy the property in its current condition and fix it up, whether you're going to go out and buy properties that are maybe already fixed up, whether you're going to work with potential residents and make sure you're selecting from the best pool of available residents. Also, making sure that you're pricing that property correctly. You know, when it comes to determining the rent for your property, you really need to go out and you need to get some comps. And I mean, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can either go to the internet and, you know, find what's out there. Remember, sometimes that's garbage in, garbage out. You can contact your real estate agent. They usually have access to dedicated information that they can provide to you. They can give you an idea of what pricing is in a particular area for rents. You can also, well, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have dedicated software. I believe it's called the Discovery Program, and you can actually plug in the parameters for what you're looking for, and it will give you rent comps. So the key thing is this: you want to have a property that is priced correctly. So let's say everything in the neighborhood, all fixed up, is renting for, oh, let's go with $1,200 a month. Where should you be? Should you be at $1,225? Should you be at $1,175? Should you be right at $1,200? Well, the little bird in my ear says, maybe you go with $1,195. And when you renovated the property, if you did go through a renovation process, you knew what comparable properties in the neighborhood looked like. You can find that data out there. Maybe you put one thing in the property that sets your property apart from the competition. You know, in apartments, one of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited members like to do is they like to do a decorative backsplash in the kitchen. And I'll tell you what, it really makes those kitchens pop. It just gives it this extra layer of character that other apartments in the area don't necessarily have. You know, maybe if you're talking about a single family house, maybe you're going to put stainless steel appliances in. Maybe you spend a little bit more money. You go from, you know, white or black appliances and you go to stainless steel. I don't know what that one particular thing is for the property you're considering, but what we like to do is make our property just a little bit better than the competition. And of course, it's clean and functional throughout. So, I mean, you walk into the property and it doesn't have, you know, drywall patches everywhere. You don't have, holes in the carpet or tears in the linoleum or anything like that. None of that stuff is there. We fix up our properties to like new condition. I mean, the rule of thumb is this. If anything can go wrong in the next 3 to 5 years, you fix or replace it. And what that does for you is it puts you in a position where, well, nothing's really going to break. And if it does break, chances are the tenant broke it. And if they did break it, well, then, you know, if you're using the right lease, it's in the lease that they're responsible for the repairs. There, some insider information for you. Let me do this for you. What I want to do is I want to share some results with you, some what Lifestyles Unlimited members have done. And we're going to have a case study tonight. And this is a chance for you to hear all about the people I'm about ready to describe to you. Case study is a neat event, members only event. But if you send me an email at askal@luinc.com, that's askal@luinc.com, I will make arrangements for you to get registered for tonight's case study as my guest. Now, if for whatever reason we can't get you plugged in for tonight, not a problem. We've got another one coming up next week. But on tonight's case study, let me tell you who's going to be there. We have Doug and Jennifer. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members since 2014, and they joined Lifestyles Unlimited after their financial advisor failed to provide the results they're looking for. They currently have 7 single-family homes, and they also are lead investors in 1 multifamily community in Texas, and they own 2 multifamily communities as independent rental operators in the state of Kentucky. And what they're going to do tonight, they're not going to share all of that with you, but what they're going to do is they're going to share their single family portfolio, which has a monthly cash flow producing over $4,800 a month for them, which, you know, if you do the math, that's it. Just the single family alone is producing just about $60,000 a year for them. And they have a cash on cash return of 38%. So they're getting 38% cash return on their money on an annual basis. Now, Jennifer is real estate retired, and she's a full-time stay-at-home mom. And Doug continues practicing dentistry 2 days a week. That's right, Doug's a dentist. And they recently toured the coast of Italy together as a family, and they traveled to the Amazon to provide dental care to the locals. And it's the real estate investing that has really given them the opportunity to retire themselves. Doug continues to practice because I think he enjoys doing it. And their goal is this: they will continue buying single family and multifamily properties. They're teaching their daughters how to invest in real estate effectively. There's the legacy for you. And they're giving back by volunteering with a group called Young Life Youth. Now, we have another couple that will present. It's Justin and Nikki. Justin is a global VP of sales for a language solutions company, and Nikki works as an office assistant for a local title company. And they joined Lifestyles Unlimited with, well, 3 of their friends who also became members at the same time, and their goal was to buy back their time and to reduce their dependency on their employers and, well, as they put it, unstable stock returns. And at tonight's case study, they're going to focus on a single family home that they own and operate that cash flows $425 a month and granted them over $61,000 in captured equity. Now, captured equity is essentially what the property is worth minus the captured equity is what they're into the property for. And they will continue to buy more single family homes, and they plan to passively invest in multifamily communities as they continue their journey to becoming what they want to be, which are independent rental operators. And Well, they said it, complete financial freedom. That's their goal and their objective. That's what they're doing. Now, in the multifamily space, we have Cornell and Vivian. Now, Cornell retired from Ford Motor Company as an engineer, and Vivian is an interior decorator and computer programmer. They moved to Texas back in 2007 with a small portfolio of properties, and they came to Lifestyles Unlimited because they wanted to tap into the Dallas-Fort Worth multifamily market and supplement their retirement with real estate income. And tonight, what they're going to showcase is their 103-unit multifamily community, which they purchased in 2019 for $6.8 million. It's currently worth $8.5 million. So you can do the math there. That thing's gone up almost $2 million in value since they've owned it. And it has a projected 3-year return of 160%. And by doing the things that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, they've increased their net worth by, well, 5 times, and they have the financial freedom and time to travel with their kids and their grandkids. They give back to their community and their church, and they're using real estate as a catalyst to improve the living conditions of residents in surrounding neighborhoods. Send me that email at askal@luinc.com, because what case study is going to do for you, it's going to completely lay out the whole concept that I've been talking about. Best product at the best price for the best people. Because when it comes to secrets in real estate, like I said earlier, there really are no secrets in real estate. I mean, you know, everything that's out there, you can trace it all the way back to the founding of this country. As a matter of fact, Benjamin Franklin, one of our first self-made millionaire, made his money using real estate. And all the people in Congress, what do you think they're doing? Part of the reason why real estate is so lucrative is because they have, well, they've kept the shackles on, you know, changes in the tax laws. We get a lot of great tax benefits. And the neatest thing about case study is all three of these couples will open up their books, they will show you their returns, they will answer your questions, and you're going to get a shining example of what best product for the best price for the best people is all about. Because at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's what we do. That's exactly what we do. So shoot me that email. Even if it's not for case study, you can send me a question. I had a bunch of questions come in overnight at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.